Good morning. This is the wake-up call on WBAA News. It's 7:51. Our opportunity to speak for a little bit more in length on issues that affect North Central Indiana, as well as the state. This morning, our guest is State Senator Jean Lysing, a Republican of Oldenburg, Indiana, and she's been championing for more than 5 years legislation that would require cursive handwriting be taught in Indiana schools. Good morning, Senator Lysing.
Good morning.
Thank you for getting up and joining us this morning.
Sure.
So we talked a little bit about the beginnings of this. Why did you initiate this championing for cursive writing in teaching in grade schools?
Well, what actually happened was cursive writing was being taught in our elementary schools. And then when Common Core was introduced sort of nationally, cursive writing was not included in Common Core. And so many states, I think, actually made it optional. And so in Indiana, at first, most of the schools still taught it. But then within a few years, more and more schools abandoned it because they were allegedly teaching for the test, known as the ISTEP test. And when I realized that it was no longer being taught, I believe it was 6 sessions ago, I actually filed the first bill. The bill has always passed the state Senate, but the House Education Chairman, Representative Bob Boehning, has always chosen not to give it a hearing, which meant that it effectively killed the bill. So, and this year was no different. The bill that would mandate that it be taught was killed again by Representative Boehning.
And so what kind of compromise did you come to then?
The compromise bill is in Senate Bill 29, and Representative Eric Cook from the Bedford area was kind enough to put some compromise language in one of his bills that would say that the teachers, principals, superintendents have to express their opinion on a survey as to whether or not cursive should be taught in the future. So maybe we'll have some results by next session that would encourage Representative Boehning to hear the mandated bill. I would add that since I've been working on this, 15 states have reversed their opinion on cursive and have brought it back as a mandate. I can tell you all sorts of anecdotal stories now how we actually are feeling the effects of it not being taught. Probably the number one example this year I've been given by parents is that their 15-year-olds, when they go to get their driver's license permits, can't sign their name, okay? And their parents, for the most part, are shocked because they don't even realize that it hasn't been, that they haven't been.
Well, their parents are the ones handing them leapfrog pads when their children are 2 years old and teaching them to use a keyboard. And so what was the pushback, and how does this, is it still relevant in the digital age?
Well, you know, it certainly is, and I'll give you a real-life example again. I mean, I'm a person that has an iPhone, an iPad, a laptop, and a desktop, okay? But I also still have paper and pen. And I would tell you that I use all forms of communication. Now, to translate that to my being a state senator, I can't tell you how many times I had to sign my name on Senate resolutions in the past month, okay? I mean, it's a constant thing that goes on. And so we actually have many kids now that have not even a signature, much less the fact that they can't read cursive. I've had more than one lobbyist this year tell me that even their college interns can't read their notes, that they may write clearly in cursive. So it's creating another form of illiteracy until everything in the world is electronic. So how long will that take? I don't know.
Yeah, not long at the rate we're evolving here. Let me ask you, how is this survey going to be conducted? Is it truly going to be a scientific survey?
Well, I don't think necessarily it will be scientific. I think that the Department of Ed will be the one that has to communicate with all their schools. So the results then, I assume they will do their best to get results from each school. But more than that, at this point, I can't say.
All right. And so what happens if the teachers come back and say, no, we don't think this is relevant? Do you then drop this issue? What happens?
Well, very frankly, there is strong support for the teaching of cursive. I mean, generally, I'm on six busy committees, okay? Education is just one of them.
Okay.
And I can tell you that when I go to town hall meetings, still to this day, cursive writing is the issue that comes up more than not. And many times it's not just parents, it's teachers as well who don't agree with the fact that it's not being taught. So it'll be interesting to see. I mean, I think that I'll give you another example. Since 15 states out of 50, almost one-third, are now mandating it again, kids in Indiana are going to be held back. I mean, realistically, if they move on to another state for college or whatever it might be, and they find themselves unable to read cursive, they may have to learn to teach themselves. I have some parents telling me that they are, in fact, teaching their own kids because they feel like it's such a detriment.
Well, and even if the teachers say, yes, we want this, will it be enough to convince Representative Bob Boehning, who controls that education committee?
You know, and that will be a question that's currently unanswered. I mean, he has been adamant against it, and many people don't quite understand, other than we feel confident that had he given it a hearing, it not only would have passed out of his education committee, but it would have passed the floor of the House and been sent on to the governor for his signature. So, and of course, Representative Boehning won't always be there, I suppose. None of us will always be there. So I have no idea. But I would tell you it's a huge disservice to kids. And I had probably this year nearly 40 students page for me between the ages of 12 and 18. Generally, those are good students from families who are willing to take a day off work or whatever to drive.
Okay. We're going to have to end it there. I appreciate your time very much, and we'll check back with you after the results of that survey are returned.
No problem. Thank you.